Jake shifted position slightly.
That doesn't sound like a fun game to me, Roland.
Nevertheless, I'd play against you.
All right, if you want to.
Jake closed his eyes and called up an image of Roland's tired, stubbled face, his brilliant blue eyes. He made a door between and slightly above those eyes, a little one with a brass knob, and tried to open it. For a moment, the knob turned, then it stopped. Jake applied more pressure. The knob began to turn again, then stopped once again. Jake opened his eyes and saw that fine beads of sweat had broken on Roland's brow.
"This is stupid. I'm making your headache worse," he said.
"Never mind. Do your best."
"My worst," Jake thought.
But if they had to play this game, he wouldn't draw it out. He closed his eyes again and once again saw the little door between Roland's tangled brows. This time he applied more force, piling it on quickly. It felt a little like arm wrestling. After a moment, the knob turned and the door opened. Roland grunted, then uttered a painful laugh. "That's enough for me," he said. "By the gods, thee is strong." Jake paid no attention to that. He opened his eyes.
"The writer? King? Why are you mad at him?"
Roland sighed and cast away the smoldering butt of his cigarette. Jake had already finished with his. "Because we have two jobs to do where we should have only one. Having to do the second one is Cy King's fault. He knew what he was supposed to do, and I think that on some level he knew that doing it would keep him safe. But he was afraid. He was tired." Roland's upper lip curled. "Now his irons are in the fire, and we have to pull them out. It's going to cost us, and probably a dearly."
"You're angry at him because he's afraid?"
"But..." Jake frowned.
"But why wouldn't he be afraid? He's only a writer, a tailspinner, not a gunslinger."
"I know that," Roland said. "But I don't think it was fear that stopped him, Jake. Or not just fear. He's lazy as well. I felt it when I met him. And I'm sure that Eddie did, too. He looked at the job he was made to do, and it daunted him, and he said to himself, 'All right, I'll find an easier job, one that's more to my liking and more to my abilities. And if there's trouble, they'll take care of me. They'll have to take care of me.' And so we do."